It's Thursday again, which means it's time for another edition of The Organist on Course. Unless, of course, you're listening on a Monday or a Sunday or at any time of the week. It doesn't matter. My name's Damon Cox, and, this week's show is called Splanky. Now, I usually like to generate themes for my shows. They can be slightly bizarre, but this time I'm going to give you the opportunity to work out what the theme is this week. The answer shall not be at the end of the show, but shall be announced next week when John Leeming is at the microphone. So get your pens and papers out and make a note of the tunes and see how you get on with the Guess the Theme. Now, I'd like to start off with a track which brings back memories of the most recent weekend, where I was down in Worthing for a fabulous concert played by Michael Aldridge and Jemima Hansen. The organ and organists sounded excellent, and on a personal note, I was completely bowled over by the number of people that came up to me after the concert, thanking me and my colleagues, John and Nigel, for all the hard work we put into the shows and how much they enjoyed them. I was incredibly touched, so thank you for that. All of this positive feedback does really make the show worthwhile. So I thought let's start the show with a track of Michael himself. Not at Worthing, but at another fine whirl. It's a sadly one we don't get to hear that often anymore, the Gaumont State in Kilburn. So here is, you guessed it, Splanky.
Thank you.
Michael Waldridge with some fantastic big band stylings on the Kilburn Wurlitzer. And who knows, one day people of my generation might be able to hear that wonderful Wurlitzer sing again in that auditorium. Here's hoping. Now time for a completely different style and sound as we head over to Organ Stop Pizza in Mesa, Arizona, and its Mahimoff 4-manual 78-rank Wurlitzer, which sounds mighty fine and sounds even finer in the capable hands of Lynn Larson, who tackles a tune which I first heard, believe it or not, on an episode of Top Gear. Anyway, useless fact. The title is Volare. Excellent stylings of Lynn Larson and Volare at Mesa. Well, from one pizza restaurant to another, and to the sounds of Bill Vlasic on the Paramount Music Palace Pizza Restaurant in Indianapolis. This is one of those combinations where if I could go back in time, I would certainly be there to hear Bill play live on this magnificent Wurlitzer. Here he is with a sort of cha-cha-cha style tune, which introduces some of the ooey tibia sounds with Catch a Falling Star. Catch a Falling Star, Bill Vlasic at the Paramount Music Palace Pizza Restaurant, sounding very fine indeed. Well, time to bring it back to the UK now. It's been a while since we've heard from Arnold Loxham. Now, of course, Arnold trademarked the Loxham bounce with his rhythmical style of playing, but he was very capable of playing beautiful slow ballads. Here he is playing his beloved Odeon Leeds Wurlitzer when it had moved to the Firsford Collection in Norfolk with Twilight Time. Thank you. Arnold locks some twilight time at Firsford. Well, seeing as we are at Firsford, we might as well have a track from Robert Wolf because, well, he's excellent in my eyes. So here he is with a short selection from the musical Gigi, and I'll announce the titles at the end.
Thank you.
Robert Wolf there with a selection from Gigi, including the title theme, I Remember It Well, The Night They Invented Champagne, and Thank Heaven for Little Girls. We'll stay now in the sort of movie musical vein with a track from George Wright's Goes South Pacific album, featuring George at the Richard Vaughan Studio Organ in Hollywood. A massive five-manual console controlling 21 ranks of pipes, and the combination was electric. Now, I have to confess, these music from South Pacific isn't my favourite, but recently I've sort of been getting into it thanks to an absolutely stonking arrangement arranged and played by young organist Declan Poole. Anyway, here's George's arrangement of the beautiful ballad from that show, Some Enchanted Evening. George Wright and the very beautiful Some Enchanted Evening on that magnificent Wurlitzer in Richard Vaughan's residence. Now, we're rapidly approaching the end of this week's show. And before we do that, let's close off with somebody who was clearly heavily inspired by George Wright, and that's Dwight Beecham. Maybe the George Wright stylings were put on because Dwight is playing a GW4 Allen organ. I guess we'll never know. Anyway, it's an excellent arrangement featuring lots of George Wrightisms of a very lively tune, one not often heard these days, called Sugar Time. Dwight Beecham, and I'm sure that the George Wright fans will know exactly what I mean with that arrangement of Sugar Time. Nonetheless, absolutely excellent. And I have to say, one of the finest sounding Allen organ recordings I've ever heard. It really does sound pretty darn close to the real thing, so that's excellent. Anyway, that's about it for this week's show called Splanky. Have you worked out what the theme is, though? If you have, don't share it on Facebook, drop it in a message or an email to me. I'll do my very best to get back to you if you do get it right. If I don't, I'm terribly sorry. Things are a bit hectic at the moment. But nonetheless, you'll have to wait until next Thursday when John Leeming will announce the answers. Speaking of John, his programme next week will be solely featured on the one-time organist of the Odeon Leicester Square, Regal Marble Arch. Yes, it's Gerald Shaw, so there'll be some excellent music next week on that show. Anyway, from me, Damon Cox, signing off, saying take care and bye for now.